Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and it's time to go Behind Enemy Lines presented by Gatorade. And to preview Sunday's matchup with the Baltimore Ravens, we bring in Garrett Downing, insider extraordinaire and reporter for BaltimoreRavens.com. And Garrett, I want to start with the Audubon, New Jersey native in Joe Flacco. He's received a lot of criticism this year, but the last 2 weeks, the offense has really been put on his shoulders. How would you evaluate his performance through the course of the 2016 season?
Yeah, really this year it's kind of been up and down. You know, over the first, I would say, month and a half of the season, the offense wasn't what the Ravens wanted it to be. They made a change at offensive coordinator early in the season, replaced Mark Trestman with Marty Morningweg. And since that time, especially over the last, I'd say, month, more and more of the offense has kind of been placed on Joe Flacco's shoulders. They're throwing the ball a lot. They came out there against Miami 2 weeks ago, threw the ball virtually every single time, and they put up 38 points in that game. Joe threw four touchdowns. So it was the best game that Ravens have we've seen from them offensively this season. Then last week against the Patriots on Monday Night Football, they kind of came out with a similar game plan, tried to throw the ball a lot, but the Patriots took it away. They took away the intermediate routes. They took away the deep stuff. And then so it was a lot of checkdowns, a lot of two-yard passes to the running backs and the fullback. And so what we're going to see now, and I'm kind of curious, is how are they going to adjust? It seems like the Patriots, you know, it's a copycat league. You know, so every team watched that game on Monday night. I'm sure that you guys, coaches and scouts did. They watched that game on Monday night. They saw what the Patriots did, and I would think they'll try to emulate a little bit of that. And then it'll be interesting to see how the Ravens offense adjusts on Sunday.
Looking at the skill position guys, specifically at running back, is Kenneth Dixon, the rookie out of Louisiana Tech, is he the feature back now, or is Terrence West still the main guy?
It's so funny. We've been asked that question here so many times from fans. Is it going to be Kenneth Dixon? I think people are always interested in their fantasy teams. You know, is it going to be Kenneth Dixon this week, or is it going to be Terrence West? And really, it's been a 1-2 punch. Now, what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is that Kenneth Dixon seems to kind of be taking over the one in that 1-2 punch. He got a lot of targets last week. That's one thing that he can do really well. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He also is one of those guys that went through an injury earlier on in the season, dealt with a knee injury, wasn't really himself until about the second half. So I say right now it's probably Kenneth Dixon, but it's not that much different. I mean, these guys, for the most part, I think, are going to split the load. They're both going to get their carries, but what Kenneth Dixon gives you is he's able to catch the ball out of the backfield, and that's an asset that the Ravens really want to kind of use to their advantage, and I think that he's going to get plenty of touches Sunday and over these final three games of the regular season.
Garrett, as the Ravens make the push toward the playoffs, the Eagles are trying to snap their four-game losing streak this Sunday, and specifically fans are looking at the defensive backfield for the Eagles. For the Ravens, they have the ageless Steve Smith, who continues to produce. Mike Wallace is a speed threat on the outside. How are those two guys, and throw in Dennis Pitta, who's been a safety valve there for Joe Flacco, how have those guys powered the offense this year?
Well, Mike Wallace has been a really nice addition this year. I mean, he's somebody that everybody knows about his speed. He can stretch the defense. But I think what he's shown people this year is that he can do a lot of that stuff underneath. You know, that's not something that's kind of a highly advertised aspect of his game, but he shined in that area a lot of times this year. You know, he's somebody, what the Ravens have done and found success with lately is a lot of the underneath crossing routes. And Mike Wallace is somebody that they can absolutely use in that scenario. Catch the ball, get him the ball in space, and let him run. Let him use that speed. Steve Smith is Steve Smith. He's still the same. He's still somebody that's a playmaker. He's still somebody that's going to bring it every single Sunday. And he just brings, elevates kind of the play of everybody around him. He brings an edge, a nastiness, you know, the kind of attitude that you want. They're going to be important pieces. And then Pitta, everyone thought Pitta was done. You know, everyone looked at the hip injuries that he had and said, he's not going to be able to come back from that. Well, he leads the Ravens in receptions this year, and he has been that third down guy. He has been somebody that can catch the ball over the middle of the field for Joe Flacco. So Pitta kind of looks like he did before the injury, you know, to be honest with you. And so those are the main – and then the kind of the X factor in this offense is Breshad Perriman. You know, he was the first-round pick last year, missed the entire season because of a knee injury. He doesn't catch a ton of balls, but when he does, he kind of makes him count because he's the fastest player on this team, and he can absolutely fly down the field, the seam routes, and also if you get him on one of those crossing routes that I mentioned, if you get him on that in space, he can make some interesting things happen.
Garrett, I'm sorry I've taken so long to bring up the Ravens defense. Now, with Jimmy Smith's status uncertain for Sunday, how do you think they'll pressure Carson Wentz, a rookie who's, again, trying to get out of a funk himself?
Yeah, Jimmy Smith is a big loss if he's not able to go on Sunday. He's got an ankle injury. He's been the team's top cornerback all season, and he really has the ability to kind of shut down one half of the field. He's somebody that before getting hurt, he's somebody that kind of the Pro Bowl buzz has definitely started for him, and people have taken notice around the league about how good he is. Now, if he's not able to play, the one thing that's not going to change is the pass rush. And the Ravens have Terrell Suggs. He's playing at a high level, even though he's playing through a torn bicep, which is crazy. But then they also, over about three weeks ago, they got Elvis Dumervil back on the field. He really missed the entire season because he was working his way back from a foot injury and just couldn't get it right. Well, now he looks like himself. So you have those two veteran pass rushers on the edge. And I think that's something that the Ravens, they want to get after quarterbacks. And with having those guys out there, you don't have to send a ton of exotic blitzes because you can generate pressure with a four-man front. So make no mistake about it. The Ravens are going to try to pressure Carson Wentz. They know he's a rookie quarterback and he's playing in a road environment. That's a tough task for any guy. And so they're going to try to get after him on Sunday. I would not be surprised about that at all.
That is phenomenal insight from Garrett Downing from BaltimoreRavens.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.